USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is remembering the late Prince Philip.
His bravery serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences.
The husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth died at the age of 99. The White House Southern Border Czar is stepping down. Roberta Jacobson's announcement comes as the Biden administration tries to deal with a surge of illegal immigration. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Jacobs' move was consistent with her commitment at the onset to serve in the administration's first 100 days. Wall Street ending the week on a high note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 297 points to finish at a record 33,800. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The doctor who performed the autopsy on George Floyd says Floyd's interaction with cops is why he ruled his death a homicide.
And in terms of manner of death, you found then, and do you stand by today, that the manner of death of Mr. Floyd was, as you would call it, homicide?
Yes, I would still classify it as a homicide today.
Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying that Floyd did have drugs in his system and heart disease, but it was his police interaction that tipped him over the edge. The prosecution has always maintained that the knee of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin on Floyd's neck was the sole cause of his death. The trial resumes on Monday. There's a growing memorial for rapper DMX outside White Plains Hospital in New York, where he died earlier today. DMX dying after suffering a heart attack last Friday at his Westchester home. The hip-hop star was 50 years old. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is defending the Biden administration's border policies as Texas Governor Greg Abbott demands an understaffed migrant facility in San Antonio be shut down over sexual assault claims. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki not addressing that issue, but saying it would be inhumane to send unaccompanied minors packing despite the growing surge at the southern border. Regarding the facility in San Antonio, former acting director of ICE Tom Homan says,
here's what no one's talking about. The Biden administration is contracted with NGOs who have no business running detention facilities. I mean, Washington Examiner just broke a story last night, Anna Giartelli, about the way these contracts are being let. I mean, we have family residential centers that are licensed, that are run by contractors who work through ICE, who have pediatricians on site, social workers on site, child psychologists. These were built for vulnerable people, women and children. And they're practically empty because the Biden administration calls them for-profit prisons. So they rather walk away from the state-of-the-art facility, the gold standard for vulnerable people. They walk away from these facilities, leave them half empty, and they're signing contracts with fellow NGOs.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The more contagious British B.1.1.7 strain of COVID-19 is now the most popular strain in the United States, with cases concentrated mostly in Michigan and the New York City region. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.